There's a lot of emphasis recently on the relationship between language and social behavior, because language helps regulate behavior. If a child cannot ask a question for information and cannot use language to get what he wants and to help him in his interaction with others, he's going to resort to using physical means, or he's going to be more inattentive. There's a lot of children who are thought to be ADHD, for example, who turn out to have problems with language and comprehension. So when a child is not getting the information in a way that he can understand, he's going to lose focus. And he may not pay attention. He may then become more interested in the things that he can see. He may know how to ask for things. He may just simply take them. And that gets into some difficulty with social interactions in the classroom. So a lot of times, those behavior problems are not so much behavior, but they are language problems. You see the behavior that is shown in very young children where they reach and take or hit because they don't know how to ask for things. You see that same behavior in an older child, and it's called a behavior problem. In a younger child, it's because the child hasn't developed the skills, the language skills, to manipulate his environment. The first thing is to ask the question, why is this child doing this and under what circumstance? It cannot be assumed that it's just a behavior problem, because it may be a language problem.